Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with a very interesting gentleman at the recent Missouri River Valley Steam Engine Show. Okay, today I'm at the Missouri River Valley Steam Engine Show for 2017, and we're visiting with Dave Heinlein. Dave has one of the tractors here that's providing the power to the sawmill. Really interesting. You ought to come see it. Dave, tell us a little bit about the tractor itself.
Okay, this is a 1911 Avery steam engine. My cousin Wayne Harsman and I own it now, but our grandfather bought it new in 1911. It's been in the family the whole time. They got it to Herman, Missouri on a Missouri Pacific Railroad car in 1911, and they fired it up, drove it home to a little community called Stony Hill, south of Herman. And this has been in the family the whole time since 1911. So it's still at its original farm where it came to in 1911. They used to use it for threshing wheat, and they had a circuit they ran down from Stony Hill down to Etla Bottom and back. They did that until the late 1930s, 1940s. At that time, they retired it, and a McCormick Deering WK-40 took its place. About in the mid-1960s, we started bringing it out of retirement and taking it to shows like this. This one goes to about 2 to 3 shows a year. Pretty proud of it being in the family for over 100 years.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic that you've kept it, and it's probably going to stay in the family for a while.
Yeah, my son's up there on the list. We've got a little history of it that when I'm no longer here, he's going to get it. He is interested, although he's not here today.
Well, you know, this had to be considered a huge tractor at the time, I would say. It's a big tractor right now.
It is a big thing. It weighs between 23 to 26,000 pounds. And it was a major step up from looking at the tail end of a horse all day. So that was a big thing. We didn't use it for plowing or anything, but it was used for threshing wheat, sawing lumber, and crushing rock. Grandfather had a sawmill and a rock crusher down in a rock quarry down in that area around Stony Hill.
It takes a pretty good size trailer to haul this on, doesn't it?
We haul on a detached lowboy, and it's a challenge always getting it on there and off of it a lot of times, but it's one of those things you kind of get used to it. The detach was a major improvement from loading it on the docks.
I can imagine. You said that you provide the power. You aren't the guys involved with the sawmill itself here, but the belt goes through there. We were just talking, must be 60, 70 feet long, and this tractor is providing the power to pull that sawmill, and they've got some logs that they've sawed up here.
Yeah, we've sawed 2 logs this morning. We're having a little bit of an issue with the saw because the blade's getting a little warm. They haven't quite figured that out yet, but I think they're going to have to do a little work on it. It's still working, and the saw master and the engineer, we're the engineers on it, and we're kind of keeping it together so we can keep putting on a show.
I appreciate you joining me here, and look forward to seeing you down here again next year.
All right, thank you.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.